So good evening, everybody. This is Financial Sense. It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Happy holidays to everybody. If you are unfamiliar with the program, Financial Sense is a monthly offering of Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people through education, mentoring, and mutual support, we help each other navigate the complicated landscape of personal finance. We offer self-paced online courses, weekly Wednesday workshops, and monthly member meetups, and of course, this Financial Sense program. We offer a podcast every other week, and also one-on-one financial counseling. You can learn more, and we'll of course talk about this more as well at our website, which is www.pennyforward.com. Tonight, we're going to be talking about recovering from post-holiday stress. And we have a relatively small audience, but that doesn't mean that it will remain small. Sometimes people take a few minutes to trickle in. But I wanted to start out with an icebreaker this evening and go around the Zoom and the Clubhouse rooms. Welcome everybody by name, give you a chance to introduce yourself, and if you would tell us how your holiday is going and if there's anything that's stressing you out about the holiday season. So before we start, I'm going to introduce Mo Carpenter and Liz Botner. And they are helping to moderate Zoom and Clubhouse, respectively. Mo, why don't you introduce yourself and answer the question, what are you doing for the holidays and what's stressing you out?
I'm Mo Carpenter. I'm your host here in Zoom. And what is stressing me out is trying to cram all of the family and things in because our holiday events start early tomorrow. So
okay, so managing your time or yes. fitting everything into the time that
fitting all the people in.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you would you go through the Zoom list and welcome people, and as she welcomes you, feel free to come off mute and say hello and tell us what you're doing for the holidays and what's stressing you out.
First, we have Jason.
Hello. Yes, I'm Jason. And the holidays are going well with me, and it's not stressing me out because I'm going to be working. I just work in because I don't have a family or anything, so I have no money problems because I'm working and earning money, saving it.
Well, that's great, Jason. That's really good. It's always nice to hear that.
Love the attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Next we have Jeremy. It's funny. All our people in Zoom all start with J. Just
that is funny.
Just for fun.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, I will try to make this quick because we're driving through the mountains, but holidays, I think, can be stressful for me just from the expectation of giving gifts, but it's also just lots of different schedules to balance and trying to figure out how to have the money to do what I want to do and to bring in the new year with something that makes me feel like we're making progress every year. And Chris, you're more than welcome to promote the little celebration event next week, but I'll leave that up to you.
Be happy to do that. And hello to Jerry and Scott and Ozzy also.
Yes, Ozzy has actually stopped throwing up for at least 3 hours. So we're feeling good about that. And I will stick around just as long as I am able.
Sounds good. Drive safe.
Thank you. Yes, I'm driving right now.
Yes.
Jeremy's driving. I'm scared. And last in Zoom, we have Julie.
Good evening. I I'm actually working over the holiday too, so I guess this isn't really a thing for being stressed out because I'm working. But I think if I'd pick one thing, it was thinking I had my shopping done and waiting to open things for the holidays, only to find out that something was damaged and my case leaked all over the floor. So I had an unexpected cleanup that I was not
Oh.
planning on.
You and Jeremy both had unexpected cleanups, but for very different reasons. Well, thanks, Julie. Glad you're here. Now let's move over to Clubhouse. Liz, why don't you introduce yourself and then go through the Clubhouse peeps, will you?
Well,
I say peeps now, by the way.
right. Well, okay. So as I'm talking, if people would like to speak, please raise your hand. No one was on stage at the moment. Also, Chris, did I miss it, or did you not introduce yourself? I'm really confused. I'm
I
Abby.
may have forgotten, but I will do it at the end.
Okay.
Yes.
That's stressing me out right now. No, not really. It's like, wait a minute. That's confusing me. Anyway, so I'm Liz Botner. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here. The holidays can be a happy time, but I also want to recognize that it can be kind of a hard time for a lot of us. And so, there are definitely moments of happy, but for me, it's definitely hard for multiple reasons. And so, I just want to recognize that. I don't know that there's anything that's really stressing me out. I am home for the holidays. I will be working for some of that, but I am honored and privileged to be able to do that. I truly do mean that. But I'm just grateful to be with my family because it's exactly where I want to be. So.
Thank you, Liz. And nobody on stage right now in Clubhouse?
We, hold on. We, I thought we had. Greg had wanted to speak. Hold on. That Clubhouse could
Oh,
just
sure.
be being Clubhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Hello,
Hi,
Chris.
Greg.
Hello, Liz. Hello, Mo, and everybody else. I'm Greg. And what is our question? I just got here. Sorry.
What are you doing for the holidays? And is there anything about it, the holidays, that stresses you out?
What am I doing for the holidays? Well, we are going with family. Church is a big part of my holiday. So we are, my mom, my dad, and my grandma and I are going to church together. So my grandma's 102, by the way. I just feel like saying that every time because she's lived a long life. She still lives on her own, and not in a nursing home or anything, but. So that's the way I want to be when I'm 102, if I get there. Yeah, going to church with my family, going out to dinner. There's 17 of us going to a restaurant that's open on the night before Christmas Eve for dinner. Yeah, so it'll be really fun. Hopefully, just enjoy some good time. My sister and my nephews are hopefully coming down for at least the dinner part, and so I'll get to see my nephews again. The only thing that stresses me out is I never know what to get people, for gifts. And partially because I feel weird and awkward asking them. Like, what do you want? That's a kind of a weird question, but I just try to give from the heart and try to get not get too stressed out over it, but I never know what to give to people. And that's me.
Thanks, Greg. Glad you made it here this evening. Glad to have you.
Yeah, this is the first call I've been at in a while, so it's good to
Yeah.
be here.
Hey, Liz, is there anyone else on the
Yes, we have
Clubhouse line?
Kelly.
Oh,
Welcome, Kelly.
welcome, Kelly.
Hi, everybody. My name's Kelly, and we're doing a number of things for the holiday. We have Chris's family too. We're gonna be with Chris's family on Saturday, and then on Christmas Eve, we're gonna go to my sister's house just for a little bit to say hi. And then Christmas morning, we'll be at home, just the four of us, and then we'll go to my mom's in the afternoon. And I'm not really terribly stressed out about it. Christmas is a little bit hard of time of year for me. I lost my dad 4 years ago in April, and so Christmas is hard because of that. But just trying to make the holiday special for our kids to have good memories is always my number one goal for Christmas. So,
thank you, Kelly. Anyone else?
Not at the moment, but one thing I forgot to mention is that I'm looking forward to on Christmas Eve, a small contingent of family is going to it's new to us, a new restaurant that apparently when the current president is in town, he will sometimes go to. It's an Italian restaurant that we've never been to. We're just excited. My mom and I especially, I think, are just excited to go and to maybe make a new tradition. So it's something that's positive. And I looked at the menu and they seem to have really good food. So that'll be good.
That is really great. Thanks, Liz.
Sure. But at the moment, we do not have any other hands in Clubhouse.
All right. I see that Rick just joined us in Zoom. Welcome, Rick.
Broke our J streak.
Yes. You're now we're JR and M and C, I guess, in Zoom. So, Rick, we are introducing ourselves and talking about what we are doing for the holidays and what is stressing us out, if anything. You care to join us? You may be looking for the got it button, I bet.
Oh my gosh. What's stressing out is Zoom. Sorry.
That's okay.
What is up with the got it button? Did it move or something?
Oh, it moves.
Okay.
It's just like the furniture. It moves all the time.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, these people with sight are messing with us. Yes. Anyway.
It's the gremlins.
Yeah. They live everywhere, I think.
It's a great Christmas movie, by the way. Gremlins.
Gremlins. I had a gremlin car one time.
Yeah.
And it had gremlins in it.
Most of them did.
Oh my gosh.
What you got going on for the holidays, Rick?
I don't celebrate the holidays, so I'm not stressed by them.
Oh. Well, that's easy.
Yeah, that makes it really easy, huh?
All right. Yeah.
So I'm guessing, are we it? Is that what you were saying earlier? I mean, it's for participants?
We've got a handful of people over in Clubhouse, plus the people that you see on Zoom.
Oh, I didn't.
It's okay. Just all our participants, other than me, the host, or Chris, the host, and me, the co-host, were all started with J. So we had three J names. So I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All
yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I am a junior, if that counts.
Oh, hey, there you go.
I don't go by it. But anyway.
Rename him to Junior. So that
please don't call me that. Please.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about some Penny Forward news before we get into the topic of the evening.
Well, hold on. Before we do that, you, Chris, need to go. He's gone and shared.
I am going to do that as a part of this.
Okay. So, sorry.
So in Penny Forward news, before I introduce myself, I am going to let you all know that the latest episode of the Penny Forward podcast, which is a rerun of an old episode. It's actually the fifth one that we ever released way back in 2020 or 2021.
Fourth episode.
Thank you. It is an interview with Nancy and Billy Irwin, and it's a two-parter because we talked to both of them in some detail about their individual lives and their marriage and the home that they bought. It is way back at the beginning of the podcast, so we were still trying to figure things out back then. Things may be a little bit rough in places, but you kind of get to see or hear how things evolved. That is out for early access for our guests and our paid members. It's free and easy to become a guest member of Penny Forward by going to www.pennyforward.com/join. And you can sign up as a guest right from there. So that is out as of Tuesday. And if you don't want to be a guest member for some reason, it's going to come out to the general public this coming Tuesday, the 26th. So you can share it with your family and friends. And we do hope that you will do that. Yesterday, we had our Wednesday workshop. We just concluded a two-part series where we talked about things that we really don't like to do and things that we really do like to do, and how we can use that knowledge about ourselves to narrow down what we might want to do as a job or what we might want to do as a side hustle or maybe for self-employment. And we actually did make a connection between one person who really didn't like to do something and another person who really likes to do it. And they might be working together on a project. So good things came out of that. That leads us to here. And here we are. This will be the last financial sense of 2023. It will also be the last program or the last Zoom call for Penny Forward in 2023. We will not be holding a weekly Wednesday workshop on the 27th. We'll be spending time with our family and kind of regrouping and thinking about the new year. However, Jeremy Grandstaff is going to be holding a celebration of the holiday season on Zoom. This is not a Penny Forward sponsored event. He's just doing it kind of on his own, just for fun. And it will be on Wednesday, the 27th at Jeremy, was it 4 p.m. Eastern or 4 p.m. 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. And you can find more details out about how to join that Zoom gathering at pennyforward.com. It is posted to our blog, and it's also on pennyforward.com/calendar. One of the reasons you might want to join is just to learn about how other people celebrate the holidays and other cultures. However, Jeremy has actually gotten together a few of his closest friends, and they're actually going to be giving away some gifts kind of as drawings throughout the gathering. Not really as a salesy kind of a thing, just as a, you know, you showed up, so thank you for being here, and we're going to give you these kinds of things. And so there's some great products and services that you could potentially win by showing up to that. Again, that's posted to the blog at pennyforward.com, and it's also on pennyforward.com/calendar, and that'll be on Wednesday, December 27th. Circling back then to Penny Forward news, starting at the beginning of the year, Penny Forward will have a full-time CEO. That will be me. Many of you know me already. I founded Penny Forward back in 2020 or so. It was incorporated at the end of 2021, and we began offering a lot of our programs as you know them today in early 2022. And we have grown enough that we now feel the need to have a full-time CEO. And we expect to continue to grow in 2024 and to bring on some additional staff when we're ready. So I am stepping into that role. Up until now, I have been working a day job as a software developer. And doing Penny Forward kind of on nights and weekends. So it hasn't always been easy, but it's been very rewarding. And I'm very excited to be able to take on the full-time role as CEO starting at the beginning of the year. And that probably means that I should be introducing myself to those of you who don't know me. So my name is Chris Peterson. I am a father of two and a husband. I am a beat baseball player. I train Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I am an amateur radio operator. I am an avid reader of mostly science fiction and some fantasy and, surprise, financial books. And I am less than 100 hours away from receiving my accredited financial counselor certification. And I am very hopeful that I will have accumulated that 100 hours either by the end of the year or very shortly after the first of the year. So I'm really excited about that. For the holidays, Kelly covered a lot of that. In case you didn't figure that out, she's my wife. We have a lot going on, but really what stresses me out about the holidays, and it's not stressing me out this year, but it has in the past, is the weather. The weather stresses me out because we live in Minnesota, and sometimes we can have very large amounts of snow, sometimes blizzardy conditions that make traveling unsafe, and that can make Christmas a little bit dicey. And while we've never had to do this, it always stresses me out that we might have to skip a Christmas gathering or postpone it because of weather, which would be, you know, as Kelly said, making good memories for our kids is our number one goal. And that would really be an unfortunate memory if we ever had to do that for our kids. Fortunately, this year, the weather is unseasonably warm and we're going to be okay for Christmas, but that is what stresses me out more than anything these days. Going back now to some additional Penny Forward news. As a part of our 2024 through 2026 strategic plan, we have formed three action teams, and we are asking for you to get involved. The communications action team, whose purpose is to spread the word about Penny Forward and help us to build relationships with new partners, has already met once in December and will be meeting again in January on Thursday, January 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. The content action team, which is a team that is going to be responsible for planning and assisting with the production of the content that Penny Forward produces, will meet for the first time during our Wednesday workshop on January 3rd. And that will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. And everybody is invited, whether you are currently a Penny Forward member or not, if you would like to help influence the direction of the content that we produce, we would love to have you join us. All you got to do is send an email to pennyforward@pennyforward.com and let us know that you want to be involved, or go to pennyforward.com/action teams and fill out the form there. We'll also be forming an operations team, which is going to be responsible for kind of helping us maintain the health of the organization. A lot of budgets, a lot of working on technology stuff, a lot of other kinds of opportunities for volunteering there. And that is to be determined when that will launch, but it will likely not be until February. So that is the third action team. And of course, you can let us know that you want to be involved in that as well. But I did want to make sure that you knew that the content team was going to be kicking off on January 3rd and that we would love to have your involvement there. Again, send an email to pennyforward@pennyforward.com or go to pennyforward.com/action teams. And you can fill out a brief form that lets us know what you're interested in being involved in and how much time you're able to spend and so forth. That's all the penny forward news that I have, at least for right now. Oh, nope. I missed two things. I'm always doing this. The monthly member meetup, which is an opportunity for Penny Forward's new members, guest members, and paid members to get plugged into the community and meet with the veterans of the community, will be held on Monday, January 8th. It's usually held on the first Monday of the month. However, that's New Year's Day. We'll be spending that day with our families. And so we're moving it out 1 week, but that will be at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern on Monday, January 8th. And again, it's free to become a guest member. So if you'd like to join us for that, head on over to pennyforward.com/join and take care of that as soon as you can. And finally, we're going to be kicking off another call starting in the beginning of 2024. Mo is going to be facilitating and coordinating it. And it is called the Tuesday Turning Pages Book Brunch. Mo, do you want to talk about it?
Sure. So what we are going to do is every Tuesday, we're going to take bite-sized pieces of financial books. This kind of will be in addition to our book discussion. So we'll have a separate book discussion for those that can't meet on the Tuesday book brunch. But this way we can really work through the books that we are reading instead of just doing a summary at the end of our feelings of the book. So each book will take us 2 months to go through it. The first book that we are doing is You Need a Budget by Jesse Owen. I looked up his name and now I forgot it again. but it is the creator of the You Need a Budget app, and he has some other materials that he has out there. And we will be meeting at 10 a.m. Central on Tuesdays. And I think that's all I have for right now.
And that is open to all members, correct?
That's going to be open to guests and members. And what? You just need the guest memberships so that you can get the Zoom link and the emails. So
excellent. Well, thank you, Mo. Excited to see how that goes. If you like to read books, and we generally focus on finance books or personal development kinds of books, but they also tend to be on the lighter side, and you want to discuss them with a group of like-minded people, then check that out. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. That is the penny forward news that I have. Mo or Liz, is there anything I might have missed?
The one thing we did not talk about was the upcoming partnership with the American Council of the Blind Community platform for the financial sense calls, but maybe there was a reason for not mentioning that. I don't know.
No, nope, there was not, other than I forgot.
Okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
So yes, this is an important note for those of you who are regulars. The financial sense calls will be returning to the ACB community events list as of January, and our first call of the new year will be on January 18th. That will mean a few different changes. One of those changes is that we will move to the ACB club in Clubhouse, instead of being in the Penny Forward Club, or I guess they call them houses now, but I just have a really hard time getting used to that. There will also be a slight difference in the way that you register to receive the Zoom information to join the call. You will either be able to receive it by subscribing to the ACB community events schedule by sending an email to community@acb.org, or you will be able to sign up and receive it if you are a guest or a paid member of Penny Forward. All you got to do is go to pennyforward.com/join and sign up, and then we'll make sure that we get that Zoom link into your email whenever we have it. So that's again, that's starting on January 18th. And our theme for the month of January is New Year, New Beginnings. So it is likely that that's what we'll be talking about in our January Financial Sense call. All right. Now let's turn to the topic of the day, which is recovering from post-holiday financial stress. Fortunately, many of the people that joined the call this evening don't have a ton of holiday financial stress. However, some people did mention figuring out where the money is going to come from to buy all the gifts. And so there may be more of that than we realize. But it's not just about financial stress. It's also about overall stress, social stress, logistical stress, like Mo mentioned, worrying about where all the time is going to come from or how to fit everything in. All of those things can take a toll on us over the course of the holiday season. And because the holiday season is nearly over, we thought we would talk about what things you might want to do to recover from those stressful times after the new year, when things have quieted down for you. And it is fortunate for many of us that things do quiet down pretty quickly right after January 1st. We end up returning to work. We start to have sort of more normal routines again. We don't have any major holidays until Valentine's Day, and that doesn't have nearly as much emphasis placed on it as the winter holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, if you celebrate that, and are a Seinfeld fan, any of those things. And it is a time when many of us make New Year's resolutions, set goals to make changes in our lives in the new year. And a New Year's resolution to be better prepared to manage your holiday stress at the beginning of the year, and a plan to make sure that you are able to keep that New Year's resolution, may be just the thing that you need. Did you know that if you start out small by putting just $1 a day into savings, by the end of the year, you will have $365. Now, if you ramp that up every day, say put $1 in savings on January 1st, $2 on January 2nd, all the way through the end of the year, you'll have about $1,300 in savings. But you don't need to necessarily go quite that far. Even by setting aside a small amount every month, $1 a day works out to be about $30 a month. You can have that $300 or $400. If you can put aside 50, you'll have $600 by the end of the year. If nothing else, you can use that to buy some of those holiday gifts. And by imposing a budget on your holiday gift spending, it can help you to make some of those decisions about what to buy for people and also who to buy for. But what if you overspent during the holidays and you got into some credit card debt? Well, January may be a time when you want to start attacking that. And there's a few ways that you can do that. Most obvious is to just make extra payments on your credit cards until they're paid off. And of course, you have a few options for how you attack that. You could just make larger payments on all the cards at the same time. You can use the snowball method, which is promoted by Dave Ramsey, and pay as much as you can towards the card with the smallest balance first. Once that's paid off, you move to the card with the next smallest balance up until you have all your cards paid off. And then, of course, there's the avalanche method, which is kind of the opposite. You pick the card with the highest interest rate and you attack that one first, and then you work your way down as the interest rates on your cards get lower and lower. You work your way down until you have all those cards paid off. Now, you might be saying, well, how can I make extra payments in January if I'm having trouble making ends meet? Well, first think about the extra payments that you made during the holiday seasons to buy all those gifts. You need to pay those off, or they're going to be hanging over your head and they're going to be causing you more stress. But you may have received holiday gifts that you can use to help make ends meet while you're doing this. First things first, spend those gift cards. Did you know that most of us, when we receive gift cards, they just sit in our wallet and never get spent? Well, spend those on things you need. Don't hold them until you think of what you want to buy with them, because you may not actually ever use them, and they eventually will expire and all that money will be lost. So by using them to pay for things you need, you free up a little bit of extra cash to pay off your credit card debts, and then you have a little bit more freedom later in the year to use the money that you are not paying towards your credit cards towards something that you want. If you don't have any credit card debts, but you just feel like you did a lot of extra spending, maybe you drew down some savings and you want to replenish it, consider the financial version of a dry January. Anyone heard of a dry January? Dry January is something that a lot of people do at the beginning of the year, where they give up alcohol for the entire month of January. Some people start out the new year by giving up other things too. Maybe going on a diet, maybe giving up sweets, other things. Well, try spending less in January. Did you know that if you go to, say, and there's a lot of controversy about this in the financial world. There's a lot of financial experts that say you shouldn't tell people to stop buying coffee at Starbucks, because that is really good for some people's mental health. And if buying coffee at Starbucks is really good for your mental health, then please disregard what I am about to say. But I will point out to you that if you buy a grande latte at Starbucks at an average of about $3.65 per day, and you do that 5 days a week for your entire year, you will have spent $914 on Starbucks coffee. Just think of how much you can save by making coffee at your home, putting it in an insulated mug or a thermos or something, and then taking it with you on your commute to work rather than stopping at Starbucks. By the end of the year, you will have saved up $914. But hey,
can I add something real quick, Chris?
Please, please do.
They usually call it a no-spend month, so that is where a lot of people start off January as a no-spend month.
Yes, that's true. But hey, you don't have to go that far. If all you want to do is save yourself $450, then maybe only get those coffees every other day and make coffee at home on opposite days. Or save it up until Friday and make yourself feel good on the last day of the week before the weekend. Or spend your coffee on Monday, the hardest day to get started after the weekend. Any of those things are going to help. And every little bit helps. And that's kind of the point. So those are some of the tips and techniques that I wanted to share towards recovering from post-holiday stress. But I also wanted to leave time for you to share any tips and techniques that you have for dealing with post-holiday stress and recovering from it. And we'll start out by turning to Zoom. And Mo, I'll invite you to share anything that you might have, and then anyone that wants to speak up in Zoom, go ahead and raise your hand. Mo, please give the instructions for that. And when we're done over in Zoom, we'll switch over to Clubhouse.
I can't find my raise my hand, but I'm raising my hand.
We hear you, Janine.
and Janine keeps with our J's in the Zoom room.
I was just thinking that.
What was your question, Chris? I was looking at other things and missed what you were asking.
What's your tips on how to save money in January?
So one of my biggest tips for saving money in the month of January would be come back to me because I wasn't prepared.
Okay.
But we'll go to Janine since.
Yes, Janine's got her hand raised. So go ahead, Janine.
So here's the thing. I would like to first state that I disagree with you, Chris, that January is not a big spending month. For me, January is a huge spending month. I spend $1,000 in January because Valentine's Day is the most important holiday to me. I don't really care about Christmas and Christmas presents. So I spend the bulk of my money for Valentine presents. So I don't get a chance to recover from Christmas. Like there are things I send for postage and from auctions and from other things. So I can talk about how I save for that. But again, for me, I'm a different than other people because most people are not obsessed with Valentine's Day like me. Like postage to my friend cost $50, not including the stuff that was in the box. Like, and that's each friend. So, okay. So to save money, in March, cause I don't drink coffee. So not going to Starbucks is not going to help me. I drink tea and I have a ton of tea. So if you're a tea drinker, I would suggest in December or January buying tea at half price. If you like winter tea, like the spicy, winter spice tea or peppermint tea. So you could stock up on some boxes of tea that are normally like $6 each. You could get them for $3 each and maybe buy like 5 boxes and then you're good for like 5 months, I think. So that's one way you can save. Don't go out. Like, yeah, don't go out. Stay home, budget, prepare your meals, buy things on sale in January. Like I know we're saying trying to save money, but after Christmas is a really good time to stock up on red and green things because Valentine's Day is coming. So you could get red tablecloths and red plates and red napkins. And then March is coming if you do St. Patrick's Day. So you can get green things for that. So I would just say the rest of the time you budget. So for me, buy things on sale, look for really good clearance, and yeah, I guess try to make an extra payment or when you have change, if you pay cash, put the change in a piggy bank. So like if you spend $5, tell yourself, well, okay, I'm going to put all my change in the piggy bank. So if I spend $2, then the $3 will go, you know? So then that's one way to save money that I use, because I really like cash. But so there you go. There's some tips. But I know not everybody does the Valentine thing like me.
Well, thanks, Janine. And
do
I
you?
Love that.
Do you do Valentine's Day?
Because... Do I do Valentine's Day? I am not obsessed with Valentine's Day. No,
because roses cost double on Valentine's Day, double or triple. Like normal roses, you could send for 50, and on Valentine's Day, they're 100 to 150, or any flowers. So there's a spike. But yes, so for me, January and February are expensive months, but December's not so expensive. Okay. So I'm lucky. But those are tips for like throughout the year. But again, stocking up on things after Christmas is a good way to save money for the rest of the year, because then you might not have to go out if you're having some kind of party for the year.
My favorite of those tips, and I love them all, is the red and green things.
Mm-hmm.
It had never occurred to me that you could use the green things for St. Patrick's Day and the red things for Valentine's Day. That those are really great.
Even with M&Ms. So you can stock up and then you can sort them into different Ziploc bags or Tupperware containers. So you can use the red ones for Valentine's, the green ones for St. Patrick's Day, and sometimes there's gold with them as well. But again, that's saving money because you can buy M&Ms that are like $16 for a bucket at Sam's Club or BJ's, and then after Christmas they'll go on sale for like $8, so you're now saving so much. And then you'll have the red and green for other things. Kisses too. Kisses, Hershey Kisses, if you make peanut butter cookies, it doesn't matter what color the foil is because you open them and put them on. But again, you could sort the red, silver, and green Kisses.
I'm stuck on the peanut butter cookies.
Not well, with the red, silver, and green Kisses, you can use those for Valentine's Day because green and silver and red and silver work. So it's a good time to get your candy. I know people think Halloween, but Christmas, there's usually more candy left over than Halloween. So those are my tips. And
awesome.
I hope
Chris, this isn't a baked goods call.
Save their money for Valentine's Day.
You know how I am with baked goods.
I know.
It's distracting.
Well, you know, you could ask my friend how I feel about Valentine's Day. If you didn't call me on Valentine's Day, my heart would probably be broken if you were my friend. You could miss my birthday, but not Valentine's Day.
I see.
True. Okay, moving on.
Thanks, Janine. Anyone else? Anyone else in Zoom got their hands raised or want to come on?
We have a couple hands. Do you want to go to Clubhouse first?
No, let's just take the Zoom ones first, and then we'll switch over.
All right. Well, I did think of my thing. Sorry, I had trouble switching my mind process. And to go with the no spend January, a really good tip is to shop your pantry. So go through all that stuff you stocked up for the holidays and meal plan and just do what you can from what you already own for meals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have Jason.
Go ahead, Jason.
Well, yeah, to save money on dinner would be a good thing to practice not doing any shopping and do it more. Go to food banks.
Food banks, yeah?
Yeah. Food banks, some of them, you can get coffee there, or you can practice eating new things from the food bank.
Ah, good suggestion. And yeah, food banks, you know, there are food banks that they get foods that are sometimes difficult to give out to people that are really hungry because they because they just don't work as meals, right? So sometimes you can get things from food banks that were donated, but kind of are not really the kinds of things that you want to then give back out to somebody who's really hungry for, you know, maybe they don't have a lot of nutritional value or they're an ingredient or something, but they don't make a meal on their own. So it's definitely okay to check that stuff out and maybe even do a little bit of volunteering, helping out at the food bank at the same time if you get a chance. That is a great suggestion, Jason. Thank you. Who's next?
And then we have Julie.
Hi,
Julie.
So I guess my suggestion, kind of coming from personal experience, is that if you are going to buy something from a reseller or even online, make sure that you understand the return policy. I'd mentioned at the beginning of the call that one of my things that I ordered in shipment, which was hair products, was damaged. And I spent a long time cleaning up. I guess on the bright side, I probably have the cleanest sink this side of my county. But it wasn't enough to just be able to take a picture of the item and say, "Hey, this was damaged in shipment, and I want my money back." They're like, "No, you need to return a leaking bottle. Either by mail or by whatever shipper or." Bring it back to customer service. So when it costs you more to make the trip than it would to go to the facility to ship a leaking bottle back, it's just so yeah. If you're gonna buy something, just try to get whatever information you can on a return policy in case something like that happens and you end up cleaning for an hour.
Well, I'm really sorry that that happened to you. That's very good advice. And speaking of returning things, some of us have a tendency to buy things during the holidays that we don't end up using or don't end up needing. And so it may not be such a bad idea for you to go through the extra stuff that you have that you maybe regret buying, maybe you're not going to use it for whatever reason or whatever. And rather than donating it or just letting it sit there, maybe return it. Some of that stuff can be returned for sometimes months after you buy it. And I would even go so far as to say if you receive holiday gifts that you are not going to make use of or not going to be able to make use of, return those too. And that may be hard for some of us because we feel guilty because someone took the time to buy us that gift and we feel bad about returning it. And only you can decide whether your finances are going to be more important to you than holding on to that guilt. But my personal opinion is that if I give you a gift that you aren't planning to make use of, I hope you do return it. And I hope you use it to get something that you need or want, and that you will remember that I gave you the gift and that I cared about you for, you know, because I gave it to you. And that I will recognize that, you know, maybe I just didn't do such a great job of picking out the right gift for you, which sometimes happens. And there's, you know, there's no reason to get real emotional about that. So who else is in Zoom?
That was all the hands we had in Zoom.
Okay. We're going to switch then over to Clubhouse. Liz, anyone on stage that and of course on Clubhouse, the rules of the road are to unmute yourself to so that Liz will recognize that you are wanting to speak and then just remain quiet until you are called upon.
I'm hearing nothing. I don't think we have anyone. We do have people on stage, but no one who is as yet wanting to speak.
I've unmuted, so
who was that?
this is Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, so for the holidays. I get some, a little bit of money for the holidays from whoever, family or friends or things like that. And people, people like that, I should say. And what I do with it is I try to invest it into something I really want to do. Like, this semester, I'm actually not taking college classes, but I'm thinking of using some of the money I get for Christmas to auditing a class at college. And that's something I really, at my university that I actually work at, Carroll University, where I graduated from in 2008, and they have some classes in communications, one on podcasting that I'd like to audit and things like that. So putting my resources into places I know where they're going to, go further. I'm not sure if that alleviates stress or just makes me happy or just, does something like that, but I'm excited about possibly auditing a class this next semester, and also possibly using some of that money. I do have a gym membership right now through my local university, but they're not there in summer, so I'm saving some of that and getting a gym membership so that I can continue working out over the summer, or, working out, at my house. But yeah, so those are just some ramblings of mine, but hopefully they help somebody.
Yeah, those are great, Greg. Sometimes doing something like taking a class that you really enjoy, or doing something that you really enjoy, can help to alleviate stress. And certainly, there's a lot of data that suggests that exercise helps to alleviate stress. So those are both wonderful suggestions. Anyone else want to chime in from the clubhouse side?
I want to say something really quickly if I can.
Sure.
Yes, I should wait. Okay. First of all, before anything else, I just want to, to mention that if you have overspent and realize that, first and foremost, give yourself grace. We're humans. It happens. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's not the end of the world. It might feel like it, but it's not. So give yourself a little bit of grace. And after that, then definitely, kind of, as has been said, figure out maybe a budget, how you can maybe cut a little bit, maybe only go to Starbucks, twice or three times a week. That is a lot of money that you would save. That's incredible. But just give yourself grace. And I think in doing that, that might help you bounce back better than if you just kind of grin and bear it and, maybe are hard on yourself. So those are my thoughts for right now.
Thank you, Liz. Anyone else from the clubhouse side that wants to chime in the few minutes that we have left? Hearing none, then I want to thank you all for being here for the last Financial Sense call of the year. Please join us again on January 18th, where we'll be talking about new year, new beginnings, and setting goals, and hopefully trying to hold on to those goals and actually achieve them instead of just letting them go 2 or 3 weeks into the year. And Penny Forward is a nonprofit organization. And because we're a nonprofit organization, we are supported by your donations as well as your memberships. A Penny Forward membership, paid membership, costs just $9.99 a month or $99 a year. But there is a special going on right now where a yearly membership costs just $66. So if you have been on the fence about signing up for a yearly membership to Penny Forward and want to try it out now, $66, that will end on December 31st, though, so do it fast. Go to pennyforward.com/join and do that. We're also donation supported. And so if you appreciate the work that we do and you'd like to help us expand it, please consider visiting pennyforward.com/donate and helping to contribute to support our work. And we call that giving the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
So,
With that,
Chris,
yes, Janine.
with the Penny Forward membership for $66 a month, could that did you decide if that would be a renewal rate as well, or is it just for new members?
It isn't possible, unfortunately, for us in the software to make that a renewal. I think if you were to go and cancel your membership and then re-sign up, that you would get the $66 rate, but I can't say for sure whether you would.
Okay. And would it be from the date that someone's paid for if they didn't join in January, or there might be other promotions later?
We can I can never predict the future. So I'm if I
Okay.
told you and really, Janine, I'm gonna just tell you that that's not even a fair question to ask. If I told you what promotions were coming up later, you'd wait for a better promotion, and
Would
that
I? No, $66 is amazing. That
right.
is so good.
Right.
Yeah, so thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I think everybody who has a guest membership should totally purchase it because it's totally worth it for the Wednesday. And now we have the book clubs and there's other things. Plus, you have the website. So I think $66 is amazing. And
Yeah.
you could even give the gift to someone for the holidays or for, Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. And will there be other promotions in the future? Yes. What will they be? We don't know.
Okay.
So that's the answer to that. All right. Thank you again, everybody, for being here. And we'll see you again on January 18th. And we hope that many of you will join us for our content team kickoff on January 3rd. Until then, have a good evening, happy holidays, and happy New Year.
Also,